Live every day as though it might be the last, December 5. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. God gives no one a message that it will be 10 or 20 years before this earth's history shall close. If it were 40 or 100 years, the Lord would not authorize anyone to proclaim it. He would not give any living being an excuse for delaying the preparation for his appearing. He would have no one say, as did the unfaithful servant, "My Lord delayeth his coming," for this leads to reckless neglect of opportunities and privileges to prepare for that great day. Every soul who claims to be a servant of God is called to do his service as if every day might be the last. Let everyone to whom the Lord has given light from his word be sure to make a right use of that light. Let all be guarded that they do not presume to feed the flock of God with food that is not appropriate for the time. Talk of the speedy appearing of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Put not off that day. God has given no one light to say, "My Lord delayeth his coming." Let the inquiry be made, "Shall I stand at the right hand or at the left hand of the judge at that day?" It is essential that all shall know what atmosphere surrounds their own souls, whether they are in co-partnership with the enemy of righteousness and unconsciously doing his work, or whether they are linked up with Christ, doing his work, and seeking to establish souls more firmly in the truth. Satan would be pleased to have anyone and everyone become his allies to weaken the confidence believers have in one another, and to sow discord among those who profess to believe the truth. Satan can accomplish his purposes most successfully through professed friends of Christ who are not walking and working in Christ's lines. Those who in mind and heart are turning away from the Lord's special work for this time, those who do not cooperate with him in establishing souls in the faith by leading them to heed his words of warning, are doing the work of the enemy of Christ. This is the day of the Lord's preparation. We have no time now to talk unbelief and to gossip, no time now to do the devil's work. So long as the people of God are in this world, they will have to meet conflict and trouble and deception, because many choose the attributes of Satan instead of the attributes of God.